With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Here, do you want the names? I've got the names. I can almost, not really, rattle them off without looking. Not really. They are Ronzi Contreras, Michael Escoto, Kanon Smith, and Miguel Yajure. Those are the four prospects that Ben Cherington picked up from the Yankees yesterday in sending Jameson Taillon to the Bronx. And I know. What else are you going to say? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this, the newly reborn DK Sports Radio Podcasting Network. It's another trade, exactly in the same mold as the ones that came before it. Josh Bell, Joe Musgrove, for that matter, going back to last season's Starling Marte. You can see that Cherington is going for quantity as much as quality. He's not looking necessarily for the top guy in somebody's system. I'm sure he'd take him if he could. But he's not looking for just give me one top 10 guy. He's looking for give me a bunch so that I can maximize my chances of having these players come through, make it up the system, compete with each other. And now you're in a state where he's added the majority of the system's top 30 prospects in the past calendar year alone. I'm on the record as applauding this approach. I'm on the record as applauding, as much as it's possible, his execution. We just don't know. They have to develop these kids. These kids have to want to be developed. They have to battle through a lot to make it, you know, to some cases, even to Class A ball. There's a long, 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 long way to go to determine how these trades are. I know everybody loves instant declarations on this sort of thing. We have no idea. We don't know from either perspective. I wish JT all the luck, success, and health in the world. Heaven knows he's due it, but he might not have it. He might not have it, in which case you would say, well, the Pirates did really well to get four prospects before he broke down again in Pittsburgh. You have no idea. We have no way of knowing this. What we do know is that the Pirates' plan is in beyond full swing. Way beyond full swing. We're now at the stage where you can look around the diamond for the 2021 team, such as it is, and wonder how they're going to compete. Or if they're going to compete. This is one of the interesting aspects of a pure build. And again, I'm not going to use the word rebuild either, mostly because it doesn't apply. He doesn't have anything to rebuild. Neil Huntington and Kyle Stark didn't leave him anything behind. This is a build. This is laying down the first cement block of the basement. That's all that's happening here. But you still have to function at the major league level. You still have to put players on the field, not just from the standpoint of what you're thinking right now as I say this, which is avoiding embarrassment, making sure you can sell tickets, build up excitement, but you also have to support the existing young players that you have in Pittsburgh so that they don't get shattered or beaten down? Think about that for a second. A handful of these prospects that Cherington has gotten, he has acknowledged, and that includes Yuhure from the trade yesterday. He's a right-handed pitcher, by the way. He's a kid who came up and got a handful of relief appearances for the Yankees this past season, but he profiles more as a starter. Will Crow is another one. He's the 26-year-old who came in the Josh Bell trade. You want those players to be able to go out and compete for jobs right away, obviously. If Yuhure was good enough to make it into the Yankees' pen at any point last year, he's probably good enough to pitch in Pittsburgh right away. So when Cherington says, and I trust him on this, that some of the players on the current team, on the current active roster, on the 2021 Pirates, will be part of the next winning team for the Pirates, you can't just let that sit in limbo. You can't just say, oh, well, we're going to lose 120 and get the number one overall draft pick the following year, too. I mean, maybe they will. I'll bet they're the odds-on favorite for it. But it doesn't mean that you can or should accept it. To that end, I've got to say it was somewhat encouraging to hear Cherington say this yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely keep the phone on, you know, if teams call and have interest. You know, there are other players on the team that teams have called on. We just, you know, haven't gotten traction for whatever reason yet. But we'll see. Like, that could be a function of how the market's moving. And so we want to stay ready for those. But if I was guessing, you know, we'll, you know, likely shift some energy toward, you know, where the opportunities to add, whether that's in free agency or trade. We would like to do that between now and, you know, spring training, or now in the season, you know, sometime between now and when we start playing games for real. So we've had some oars in the water on that, you know, already. And I think even in the last few days, we've been doing some work internally just to kind of strategize around that, like what, you know, what should we be looking for? What opportunities are still there? So I would expect we'd put some focus into that here in the short term.
Well, that's the right approach. You're going to have to get some players. You're going to have to make sure that you don't have gaping holes anywhere on that diamond, or for that matter, in the rotation or the bullpen. Because Ke'Bryan Hayes matters. Mitch Keller matters. Brian Reynolds matters. A lot of these other younger guys who are going to be on the Pittsburgh roster matter, and you don't want, and you actually can't afford for them to get beaten up by some 110, 120 loss season. That doesn't help anyone. Players aren't immune to the impacts of losing. Management can brush it off. Management can say, hey, we're doing what we got to do. This is the pill we have to swallow. Not players. They and their coaching staffs and their manager have to be conditioned, programmed, believing in that they're taking the field every day to win that game. And if they have no chance at winning that game, you will hurt them. You will hurt their maturation. You will hurt their future. That's one reason, one very, very big reason to go out and get some ball players. Another one is that those ball players, if you bring them in and they do really well, they too can be flipped for prospects at the trade deadline. Think about that. Go get yourself some 1 year, 2 year guys, whatever it takes. Veterans who are trying to prove something. Veterans who are trying to show that they still have a little something left after a down year. Veterans who are looking for employment, with nobody else anywhere signing free agents, in addition to everything else, and this should very much appeal to a team like the Pirates, are way undervalued at the moment. I mean, we just saw Kyle Schwarber sign for a song in Washington. If Schwarber gets hot, that's a pretty nice commodity that Mike Rizzo has with the Nationals to flip. If he were into that sort of thing, the Nationals really aren't in that spot, but you know what I'm saying. Those are the moves that you make. You're basically paying for prospects. You're paying someone to be a free agent to come in and help you out at PNC Park, get you through the summer or through the better part of the summer, show well, understand that you're here for a reason. You're not here to win a world championship. You're here to build your career back up. And then move them. And then move them. Charrington told me last week, without hesitation, that he's okay with taking this approach. Well, guess what? The money is certainly there. Because although they haven't saved a mint in moving Musgrove, Bell, and Tyon, they've still saved quite a bit. They've saved more than $12 million in payroll just through those three moves. And obviously they also have, you know, Chris Archer off the books and other aspects. You're probably now looking at a payroll that, my goodness, is going to be in the high 30s. There is money to be spent. And yes, there actually is money to be spent. Charrington can do that. He has strongly suggested that he will do that. Now he's got to follow through on it. Now, as crazy as it sounds, he does have to take steps to make sure that the 2021 Pirates don't just fall on their faces, that it's a competitive product, that it's something that they can believe in from the standpoint of continuing to support and develop the young players that they do have in the system and in Pittsburgh. When we come back, just one question.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. If you'd like to submit a question to this program, you can do so in the comments section under the article that accompanies this podcast on DK Pittsburgh Sports. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Open for business. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar. Today's Just One Question comes from Dave Swank, who asks, in terms of quality, how does Jameson Taillon net less than Joe Musgrove, even with the Tommy John surgeries? Well, Dave, your qualifier there answered your own question. You have to look at the history of pitchers who have had two Tommy Johns. They just don't come back. When they try to come back, they don't come back as starting pitchers. They're almost entirely relievers, in which case, depending on whether you're viewing this from the Pirates or the Yankees' perspective, it's a pretty big deal to get four prospects for a relief pitcher. Now, I hope, to reiterate from the first segment, I hope like crazy that JT succeeds. This is a good human being, a tough human being who's been through a lot more in his time here in Pittsburgh than a couple of elbow surgeries. He's earned it. He's earned that, I was about to say second life. He's earned that third life of his baseball career. But he will be obliterating the odds in doing so. Baseball people know this. Musgrove, for whatever else you can say about his inconsistencies, his own issues that he's had at times with staying healthy, he's got a healthy arm. He's got a good arm. There's not much else to this, Dave. In comparing the takes that the Pirates got in each trade, I said at the time that I felt that Cherington really overachieved with Musgrove. So that's part of it, if that's what you're looking at here. I also believe that in the case of Musgrove, Cherington was able to build up a market. He was able to build up several teams that were competing for Musgrove. That is so vital in any trade process. Whereas yesterday, Cherington acknowledged that the Pirates and the Yankees had been in conversations. And there really weren't other teams that were seen as being in the Tyone mix. There was a specific need slash want that New York had for Tyone, felt that they trusted him. They had Garrett Cole already in the fold to advise them on Tyone and his personality and his background and his character. So they wanted Tyone. Did somebody else? No. And if not, then, you know, there's no market. There's just the one team. Now, that begs further the question of why do you move Tyone now instead of hanging on to see how he fares in the coming season? Similar argument, I'd argue a more compelling argument, could be made for Josh Bell in that capacity. Because, again, you at least know that Bell is healthy and he could go out there and go berserk for a month or two and everyone would go, whoa, this would be the greatest player we could ever acquire. And they'd give you the moon for him. But the risk, again, with Tyone is that, you know, he goes out there in spring training and something happens. Because that's where he is right now. He is not in the healthy percentile. He's not in the percentile that you'd want to be in, based on history and precedent with that particular procedure. So Ben went and got what he could get right now, got four prospects, moved on. There's really, Dave, not much of a comparison here. These are apples and oranges and peaches between these three trades. They really are. But the one thing they have in common is that Cherington brought back a lot of young talent. Now they just have to turn it into something. Thanks so much for that. Thanks to everybody for listening. We'll do this again tomorrow.
At Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
Your front door. Your car. Your gym locker. Your gun. Safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit projectchildsafe.org.